Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Yeah, it's a fun day here in the city of Houston. Lots of fun sports just nationally. But, of course, the Texans have a very important season-defining football game tonight at 9 p.m. as part of the Monday Night Football schedule. Hoping to help ruin the nights of Seattle fans all over the globe, honestly. But then the Seattle fans have the Seahawks tonight. They have a Game 7 versus the Blue Jays in the ALCS. And something that I did not realize, if you choose to join into hockey, right, and if you want to be a Philly Flyers fan, you can do that as well because at 6 p.m., the Seattle Kraken are playing the Flyers as well. Now, that's early regular season hockey, so I don't know how much that's going to hurt their spirits. But, you know, I'd like to try and see how much.
One in Seattle?
No, that one's in Philly.
In Philly.
They actually have an interesting kind of laying out where that one starts at 6. Then, I mean, although hockey games will track a little bit longer, but then you have 7, I believe, is when the ALCS game 7 starts. Then 9, of course, talking about local our time here because I don't care to translate to this to Pacific time. But then 9 is when Monday Night Football game 2 starts.
Now that's a day.
Yeah, at the very least, you could say that they will be entertained with stuff. How much of this stuff are you planning on taking in personally?
Well, for sure, it's going to be interesting. You know, I have the two TVs, not all on three on one wall like you do, but
I'm going to need all
in close
them.
Proximity. I'm very interested in the AL. I'm very interested in the ALCS. ALCS. Yeah,
But where's your nap going to fall in is the question I ask.
Nap's going to fall in early. I'm going to go right from here to get some groceries done, a little long walk, and then go right to sleep.
Very good.
Shoot, I'm staying here all day because I gotta work another shift tonight the other Monday night game.
Lucky that is rough. You.
I'm glad you mentioned. Remember, this is one of the hated double Monday night games, and of course that's part of the reason why the Texans pushed to 9 p.m. on ESPN. At 6 p.m., however, you got Bucks-Lions, which is another very, very good game.
That is going to be a good game.
Like, and this is part of why I asked, how are people planning on attacking this day, especially if people are planning on napping? Are you going to miss this game, or are you going to find a way to nap before then? Because 6 p.m., this should be a good game, although the spread does not necessarily
lean into
that. Which
is interesting to me.
6.5 towards the Lions' favor. Of course, the Lions are at home. And a big total on this one, too, 42.5. So it feels like, 52.5. That's 42.5 would not necessarily be big at all. But yeah, man, that's in theory should be a good game. But the Lions have been really good this year.
But the Buccaneers have been clutch. And like as a national NFL observer, this is the better game. Buccaneers and
you think
Lions.
So?
Oh yeah. Like from a national perspective, you're just looking at the schedule tonight, you're going, Texans, 2-4, Seahawks, okay. But Sam Darnold, you know what I mean? I think this one with the Lions, who they are, obviously Baker Mayfield. No, this is the headliner game. Sorry. It is.
Yeah, I could see that. Mm-hmm. I think that both games are deeply mm-hmm. interesting. I'm sure that executives at Disney are not necessarily upset at all at this Monday night lineup. I, again, maintain we need to cut this two Monday night game out thing. We got to stop it. We really do.
Whoever is already motioning for that, I am the nth motion.
Let's stop that, because I'm very intrigued to these games. I'm going to be so dog tired after mm-hmm. this one. But, I'm excited for, especially if the Texans can get a victory. Some other things around the NFL. Shout out to the Denver Broncos. Like, obviously, it's not inherently a good thing for Texans fans as they get more energy, as that'll be a matchup that you have here in a few weeks. But the Broncos had what was a thriller with the New York Giants and their mm-hmm. newfound pit bull backfield of Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo. Like, this was a fascinating back and forth, as evidenced by a statistic, of course, that I'm going to bring you that.
This one I don't mind. I like this one on games like this.
Yeah. Win percentage is always a fun thing. We always see the graphics of it go up mm-hmm. and down, and this was a fun up and down. Like, Giants actually had a pretty solid start to this game. They had mm-hmm. a 19-point lead for a good amount of time. Into the fourth quarter, indeed, which is where we pick up. Mm-hmm. All right, so the win percentage for the Broncos was down to 7% with that 19-0 deficit for them. They were able to score their first touchdown on the day, got the two-point conversion, made it 19-8, and the win percentage crept up to 11%. Mm-hmm. You with me?
I'm with you.
Went back down all the way to 1% after the New York Giants scored a touchdown on what had to be the stupidest-looking touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Although it was very fluid. It was like a ball that was tipped and then the tight end coming across, catches it smoothly, off to the races, because how do you defend for that? Touchdown. A big touchdown for the Giants. Now down to 1%. Back up to 3%. Bo Nix ran in for a touchdown. So 3%. They got a slim pickings, but there's...
And the clock is ticking.
Because this is all fourth quarter, mind you. Then they get even more life as Jackson Dart throws a pretty bad interception mm-hmm. to a Dustin Shenaud, who is just in the middle of the park. I don't even know who he's defending in mm-hmm. zone. There's no one there. So this one goes interception. Then the Broncos get in for a touchdown. That takes the win percentage up to 23%. You still with me?
I'm with you.
They don't even have a 1-4 chance of winning this football game late in this game. But it jumps up a big amount when Bo Nix is able to scramble for a touchdown from 20 yards out. And now they're at 85%. They take their first lead of the game. And it's like, okay, they're in this game. Mm-hmm. 85%. And all of that goes away with Jackson Dart diving into the end zone after a big play. He's down on the one. He just lunges, gets his way into the end zone. It's like, all right, now I think we're done here. You done already gone up to 85%. We've swung the win percentage on this game. It's over, right? Well, then the Giants missed an extra point. That raised the win percentage to 19%. But you'll know why this matters here in a little bit when, after that, the Broncos take the ball and they need to drive. It's mere minutes on the clock. They get a big, big play down the field, 22-yard throw jump ball, honestly, mm-hmm. to Cortland Sutton. Puts them in field goal range. That raises it back up to 74%. And then, of course, it's 100% when they hit a game-winning field goal, 39-yarder by Will Lutz. So you had that whole fluctuation up and down, and the Broncos ultimately win a 33-32 victory. And, of course, the reason why I highlighted that extra point is that ends up being the difference.
That was the difference.
Overtime.
That was the difference. And, a bad win if you're a Texans fan, a bad win for the Broncos. If you're a Texans fan.
Yeah, that's an AFC victory versus an NFC victory.
Right, team that's going to be vying for a wild card, which, depending on how things go tonight, you might be in the same boat. But absolutely marvelous to watch. And I was watching Red Zone, to be able to keep it with all these games. And it just kept going back to the Denver game. I was like, well, why don't I just change the channel and watch the rest of this? Because it was absolutely incredible. They're down 19-0 with 6 and change left, wasn't it? It was 6 minutes and change?
I'll have to pull it back up because I was just going, surely this game isn't going to. Mm-hmm. It did. Mm-hmm. 33-32, an odd score, but not a scoregami. It's happened twice before. I know mm-hmm. that you wanted to know that.
Of course.
But one thing that hadn't happened is that, or really, not quite the stat, but you get where I'm going here. 33 points is the most scored by a team entirely shut out in the first half, which is what the Broncos did. 33 also kind of a nice tribute, someone said, to Demaryius Thomas, who passed.
This is true, and that was his tribute day.
They honored him on that night, so you do one, or day rather, so you wonder how much spiritual stuff is happening in the air. Teams that had led by 18 or more points with 6 minutes to go had won 1,602 games in a row.
Until yesterday. Until, yes, 1,602 straight games. It was incredible. You're not going to see a better one than that, no question.
Yeah. That had to be the best game on the day, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Without question. Mm-hmm. All right. Football Talk, mind you, on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started. Today, some other things around the NFL. Jayden Daniels left the Commanders game where they ultimately lost that football game to the Dallas Cowboys, who were just going up and down, and actually found a little bit of defense, maybe because Jayden Daniels left. But he has an MRI on his hamstring coming today. This Commanders team, like, I feel like there's been so much chaos happening in the league. Y'all remember how Jayden Daniels was the next C.J. Stroud?
And he kind of is following the track.
That's exactly where I was going here. Yeah. Like, where are you with Jayden Daniels this year? Because he absolutely has had – you could probably start the narrative if you wanted to. Obviously, I don't think anybody is super eager to, but, like, the idea of a sophomore slump for him.
Well, I think it's a combination of a sophomore slump, some setbacks to his squad and now to him. This is the second one with him. I think it's just a combination. No, they are definitely struggling right now. And then on the other side, I mean, Dak Prescott, good grief. This guy is just playing some ball.
Well, Dak Prescott's playing some ball. I think we had come to grips with that. The thing that I was surprised by, or not surprised by, but it was kind of fun to see if you tapped into that football game is, so CeeDee Lamb with George Pickens thing is a problem.
George Pickens is having an amazing, year, but really in the last few weeks, especially. He's going to be making some money. That is a problem for any defense. Like, Dak goes up to the line of scrimmage, and I saw someone commenting on this on TV last night. Like, how many quarterbacks can go up and say, CeeDee Lamb or George Pickens? Just that option alone makes them a problem.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. So that was a fun game to watch up and down. How tapped in were you to Sunday night football between the Niners and the Falcons, especially considering that the Niners are the next team that you face? Not that the Texans are looking ahead, but obviously we have the opportunity to get a little look at your next opponent. How tapped in on this game?
Well, I wanted to see Bijan, and to their credit, the Niners missing some significant pieces on defense, and then they go down even more with some more injuries on defense and still shut down Bijan as best they can. I think he was under I think it was like 3.1 yards a carry, something like that. They were able to do it. The Niners, the system is working. Robert Saleh as a defensive coordinator. I fully expected the Falcons to win this game. They did not.
Well, yeah. I was like, how much of this do we feel like is the Niners back in full Niners mode? They win 20-10. The Falcons just looked abysmal. You mentioned Bijan Robinson, only 40 yards. His long was a big old 8-yard run. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, they kept him in tow. Although he was able to get some passes out of the backfield, he still looks great when he gets the ball in space. Michael Penix Jr., when he was forced to be the guy who makes the plays, and everybody knows it was rough for him. Yeah. And I don't know how much of that's Michael Penix, how much of that is just Atlanta sports, because they seem to do that thing. As soon as you look at them in any level of with any level of fondness or any level of positivity, they decide to trip over themselves. But the Niners defense, without Fred Warner.
That's what I'm saying.
Fred Warner sitting up in a box cheering on the Jumbotron.
Yeah.
And you're seeing this Niners defense look just as tough as any other time. That's the thing that got me kind of most excited, but obviously, like, from just a general football standpoint, but I was a little bit like, oh, man, well, thanks a lot. I thought that Fred Warner goes out, and that gives the Texans a little bit of an advantage when you get a chance to see them. They looked really good without him.
No, that's what stood out to me is the Niners defense with not just Fred Warner out, but with other guys getting injured in the course of the game. And I really didn't even see, how many sacks they had of Penix, but they were pressuring him and making his throws very uncomfortable all night long.
Yeah, only two sacks from him, and he did not have an interception.
But that doesn't tell the story.
They were hitting the hell out of him, though. Yeah. He had a few times where his hand was hit in this, and I think there was actually a fumble that they lost. Yeah, I was like, I know that the ball came loose. I can't remember if they ruled that a fumble or not, but they were getting to him, getting pressure on him, and he looked like a lesser version of Michael Penix already earlier in the season. Mm-hmm. Niners looked good defensively, and then obviously on the offensive side, they showed up in Christian McCaffrey put up a historic 201-yard performance, 129 on the ground, the additional 72 through the air. He's looking spry.
He's looking really good. And there were two other games that really sort of opened my eyes for this week, week seven of the NFL. One of them we haven't mentioned yet, but that's the Chiefs. It's getting back to, okay, well, they're still the Chiefs. And frankly, the Eagles as well. The Eagles going into Minnesota, and Jalen Hurts looking like the guy that can make some plays again, going into Minnesota, winning with relative, well, not ease, but deliberately and getting it done. Eagles and Chiefs again, all of a sudden, it's funny how things work out.
Carson Wentz is hilarious, man.
Yes.
Carson Wentz is hilarious. Two interceptions in this game. But yeah, you mentioned the Eagles. The Kansas City Chiefs, man, that Raiders team just looks bad. Like, obviously,
but they've been playing so well.
The Chiefs are cooking.
And like, Rashee Rice back.
I'm with you there.
Yeah.
But yeah, the more interesting of those is the Eagles. Now, of course, that does not matter for the Texans because they're on the NFC, thankfully, for that. So y'all handle that over there. But I wonder how intentional this was. I know that Jalen Hurts, the Houston kid, was on the podium saying that, you know, that they came in and obviously the plan is to run the football. 326 yards, three touchdowns. Like, they came out, they saw what was happening. They're like, oh, time to throw the football.
Yeah, yeah.
And they actually played really well. They mitigated Brian Flores, who seemed to make some rogue kind of decisions or maybe some errant decisions on when to blitz Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts delivered, which honestly, there was questions about him. The negativity about Jalen Hurts as a quarterback started popping up
and then what
recently,
happened?
And then he decided to put up 300 and things and three touchdowns. That was a good game for him. And a great game. I want to circle back around to a player that you mentioned for Drake May. The Patriots had that revenge game for Mike Vrabel in Tennessee, and it showed up really well. Like I mentioned, around the AFC South, the Titans stuck around for the first quarter. Honestly, the game was relatively close for a little while, but that game really opened up once you got past that first quarter. And large part of it was Drake May, who really just flew by a particular record that Tom Brady had as a Patriot.
Which was amazing to me. I saw that. I was like, that can't be real.
Completion percentage.
Yeah.
Which the highest completion percentage that a Patriot had in a game with a minimum of 10 attempts was 88.5%. Tom Brady. And you got to remember, that is an incredible completion percentage as you're getting out here playing. Now, that's 2009 Tom Brady, so it's not quite full bus driver Tom Brady.
No.
Like, we're getting into the real fun of Tom Brady. So you imagine he was just cooking. Drake May in this game, 91.3% completion percentage. And friends, if you did not have an opportunity to watch this football game, which I get it, maybe you didn't want to watch the Tennessee Titans play, Drake May was not not game manager. He was throwing that football around.
No, he was throwing it down the seam. He was throwing accurate plays, accurate balls all night long, all day long, and getting it done. And then the other thing I wanted to mention, just the total opposite side of the spectrum, Jets and Dolphins. Just absolute. I'm still surprised that Aaron
Glenn. Oh, I was like, they didn't play. Yeah, that in Aaron, the two games.
That Aaron Glenn has not gotten it done there. And Mike McDaniel, I thought he was a dead man walking last week. It's even worse this week. And Ian Rappaport saying they're not planning on making a change right now.
Yeah, it's all the sounds from there are bad. We might hear some of those later in the program. The Jets was the one that was more interesting to me. I don't know why necessarily. They played the Panthers. It was a 13-6 game. It's not like the Panthers were great. I mean, Bryce Young threw for 138 with a 60% completion percentage. He wasn't necessarily great. But, man, Justin Fields gets benched in this game.
Yeah.
Because Aaron Glenn says he wants to see if he can get a spark. Tyrod Taylor didn't have a match on him.
Not a spark.
Like, did not have a match on him. Wasn't no flint. Didn't have nothing for you here. Because he looked terrible in this game as well.
Those are some bad teams, man.
Texans legend, baby.
Yep. Tyrod Taylor.
0-7 is his Jesse. There's no way. Like, we're on fully defeated watch, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. I'm surprised. I thought they'd be better coming into the year, but they're clearly worse, and the Dolphins are just completely given up.
Yeah, so there you go. Around the NFL here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. What was a pretty fun weekend of NFL football all the way around, and we'll keep talking about it because it doesn't end or finishes up this tonight. Monday Night Football, obviously there's Bucks, there's Lions, that's cool, but we're really tapped into this Texans-Seahawks matchup. And it becomes a little bit more interesting if you were watching the injury reports this weekend. Ruled out for this game, Christian Kirk for yet another game. This makes it more imperative that it's a Nico Collins game, right? What changes now with Christian Kirk out for this game? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves. We did it. So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adatula.
All right, we're headed into a game, Monday Night Football, Week 7, Texans-Seahawks. And you're going to be missing one of the veterans for this offense in this challenge you're going to have versus this pretty stout Seahawks defense, and that's Christian Kirk. Christian Kirk was ruled out for this game, dealing with a hamstring. He popped up
Friday.
Randomly.
Well, Thursday, and then...
Was it Thursday that he was on there? I thought he popped out Friday.
Well, Friday he was ruled out. I think he was...
He was ruled out Saturday.
That's right. He was ruled out Saturday.
You're thinking the Friday of the week, of the football week, because of the slide that happened.
He was.
For Monday Night Football.
Friday's when some reporters were like, don't see Christian Kirk.
Yeah. All of a sudden, like, hey, where's this cat at? And then all of a sudden, he is ruled out dealing with the hamstring, the same injury that had him miss a couple of games early on in the season. What changes? What happens with Christian Kirk not in for this game? 713-572-4610. Because, I mean, this is an important one, and we've posited that this is an important game, not just for the offensive line, but also just for the offense in general. The secondary of this of the Seahawks team is good when healthy, and it looks like they're going to be healthy.
They're going to be healthy, and when they got healthy and were showing up at practice, we mentioned also, I think we talked about it in one segment, you know, I was wondering or saying, this needs to be a Nico game. Let's double down on that. Let's triple down on that or quadruple, whatever it is. This, Reggie, needs to be a Nico game for him, for this offense, to be able to help the run game. You know, the numbers that stand out, because he's had some moments, or that he's still 38th or was going into the weekend 38th in the NFL in receiving. That's not what an elite receiver needs to be. It's not altogether his fault.
Yeah, it's that circumstance. I would very much less use that total against
but
him.
Nevertheless, he's not getting the yards and catches. You know, he has 22 catches going into this game. Dalton Schultz has 21. It needs to be a Nico game, even more so with Kirk injured. And there's a number of reasons for that. I feel it obviously is if he against the zone defense, and the Seahawks love to run a zone defense, but then now they're healthy, so they'll be better. Nico is the best and most experienced at doing that. And no Christian Kirk. You know, no Christian Kirk magnifies that.
Right. And Christian Kirk, the benefit that he was supposed to have is like the veteran ability that he has mm-hmm. to make some of those decisions in the slot for an offense that relies on the mind of that slot receiver to really make good decisions there. In steps, I imagine, how certain are you, Jalen Nolan? Or do you think this ends up being one of those games where you see more Xavier Hutchinson mm-hmm. kind of step in as more of a big slot? Because we've seen some of that happen at times where we've been asking, where is Jalen Nolan?
Well, Jalen Nolan is going to step in. It's a matter of how much. You know, how much do they trust him to be able to carry a bigger load of responsibility? But at the same time, I think they probably trust Xavier Hutchinson more. You look at the receiving stats here. It's very interesting, you know, how they've kind of ebbed and flowed over the course of the season in terms of who they're trusting more. I would say you're going to see more Jalen Nolan and really Jaden Higgins simply coming off the bye week. I mean, let's remember that they've had more. They've got the sample size of what they have done, those players, the younger players, you know, in the Ravens game and at the end of the Titans game. And now they've had 2 weeks, or coaches have had whatever, 10 days, to really sort of implement that in this game plan. I expect more of the young guys, but it still needs to be a Nico game because they're young guys. You know, how much are you going to really trust them?
Yeah, I feel like you go for, obviously Nico is one you lean on heavily. This also feels like a Dalton Schultz game, right? Mm-hmm. I think it was already a Dalton Schultz game, but even more so if you're talking about guys that can attack the middle of the field and Christian Kirk is out, whoever you have in that slot obviously will still be doing those things, and you want to be able to have them involved, but mm-hmm. it even ups the already prominent role that Dalton Schultz has in finding those spaces. Again, this is a team that's going to play a lot of zone, as you've mm-hmm. mentioned during the course of this extended week leading into this game, and Dalton Schultz is a tight end that is very comfortable finding the soft spot in the zone. It's one of the things that you could say, if you could find some superpower or thing that he does well, he finds a soft spot in the zone, and they clicked. Him and CJ have. That's going to need to be big. I'm also one of the things, before I talk about the criticism that I have mm-hmm. In thinking about the Christian Kirk thing, looking at the injury report in general, Elijah Huzzy has also been ruled out for this, the cornerback coming back from mm-hmm. his knee injury, so he won't be playing even though he was a full participant at practice. Questionable designations on Danico Autry and Jalen Reed, those guys possibly returning from injured reserve. Mm-hmm. For the Seahawks, this was interesting. Some of the guys that we were talking about secondary-wise, Tariq Woolen coming back from concussion, mm-hmm. no designation. He will be playing, and he's a good one to play against. And then Jerron Reed, the defensive tackle, no designation. Leonard Williams, defensive end, no designation. The guys who have designations, who I think will play anyways. Devin Witherspoon, cornerback, I think he still plays anyways.
I think he said he's going to play.
He's really solid. Yeah. And then Julian Love, safety. Again, it feels like he would play. So all these talented secondary players, we were talking about them maybe coming back. The designations would lean you to believe that they're coming back. So this actually does place a good focus on that slot position. Who plays? Do you think Braxton Berrios actually gets active and has an opportunity to play?
Because I hadn't thought about that.
I was out of Saturday at the Kirby Ice House mm-hmm. Over there in the Heights. You know, Sean had a watch party. I went out and popped out.
That might
out.
Be good, actually.
And we were chatting, and somebody was like, so what's Braxton Berrios' mm-hmm. role on this team?
Yeah.
It feels like if he does not play in this week, it does make that question even more prominent. What's his role here?
I hadn't thought of it, and I think that question does become bigger if he doesn't play. Yeah. Well, then there might be some injury thing going on, of course, as well. But this is the one thing that I think is most important for tonight's game. And it might be a little bit of a critique, if you will, on this Texans offense as well as it's done the last couple of games. Like, force feed the ball sometimes to your best player. You know, C.J. Stroud goes to the line of scrimmage, and we've talked about it. It's all about reads, and if they're playing this coverage, then we'll get him the ball. No, sometimes you just got to say, I'm throwing it to Nico.
Does that fit, though, with the game that
you
have here?
It doesn't fit with their style.
Well, not even just their style. Yeah. The game that you have here, because I understand what you're talking about, being good against zone, but if this is going to be a game where there's a possibility for interior pressure, it feels like you need to go quicker rather than longer. And I feel like if you're locked in on a particular receiver, you might increase the time to throw for C.J. Stroud in a way that feels opposite of what you would need to do, which is find the open guy and get it out and take the yardage that's there for you.
You might, but who was the player that had the 23 targets, 16? I'm not saying go to that extreme.
Jamar Chase.
Thursday night.
You know, the Texans have a very much, and they've given it to C.J. Stroud, take what you can get. I know it's a cliche, but take what you can get, read the defense, and then, you know, make the call to get the ball to the right players, the big playmakers like Nico Collins. I'm saying sometimes, even if it's a quick release, as you're talking about, even if it's a 50-50 ball, outside shoulder, or down the make it happen. Force it sometimes, because you don't have the weapons at the receiver position that are proven.
I like in theory it hits my brain and I'm like, mm-hmm. Yeah, get the ball to Nico, especially in a game where you have more younger guys in there who will probably be facing off against better defensive back competition than they played early on in the season.
Yeah.
But also when I start breaking it down, for some reason it doesn't fully jive for what I was talking. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I'll be very interested to see which way they ultimately go about it. And like I said, which of these guys they ultimately decide to lean their efforts into. Do they lean on the experience of Braxton Berrios?
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the things that can be rough is those option routes where if you make a bad decision on, I thought you were breaking in and you broke out or what have you, to oversimplify, obviously, that's where turnovers can happen. And this is a game where you can't afford to have turnovers, right? So, but again, CJ hasn't played as much or with some of these other guys that had that, you know, pitch and catch with nearly as many of those other guys. So I do wonder who they decide to lean on. I could easily see them seeing this being a game where they lean back to, obviously, Nico, Dalton, and you see a lot more Xavier Hutchinson, who they've trusted a lot this year.
Now, let me ask you about Christian Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
Several texts coming in. Kirk is out. Really, after a bye week? Is that a wasted offseason pickup? And then another one was pretty cool. Christian Kirk is the guy who comes back from vacation and calls in sick.
Which is a guy who I would love to be, honestly. Like, I have real respect for that guy in real life. But, of course, when you're watching football, it doesn't really hit you. I mean, you saw what I wrote down in the document this weekend when I found out that Christian Kirk was ruled out. Does this feel like a negative mark on the Caserio acquisition ledger? Because, like, we've all been looking at the Caserio acquisition ledger and, oh, that's one that worked. Ooh, I don't know about that one. I don't know.
Yeah.
It starts because the whole idea is early on, you need somebody with experience to help jumpstart this. He's had a hamstring injury that's hit a couple of times. Now, of course, I don't know how much you can predict a hamstring, but ultimately, that's games that you're missing from one of these guys that's supposed to be a stabilizing force for your offense.
Yeah.
Ultimately, I think time will tell that, and we'll have to make that decision over a longer period of time, but especially with the seeming reticence to throw Noel into the deep end of let him, you know, demonstrate his capabilities on the stage, it does highlight that. And so I don't know that I'm willing to get to the place where I go, yes, definitely a negative mark, but it's there in the back of my head in a way that I'm not comfortable with.
I totally agree. He played the one criticism, critique you had of Christian Kirk coming in was, yeah, he's missed some games lately. Only played 12 games in 23. Only played 8 games in last season, and he's only played 3 games this year. So
I always feel bad about an injury-prone conversation. And I will say, you had that criticism, and I was like, nah, these don't feel like those injuries. Mm-hmm. And honestly, this isn't really the same injuries that he was dealing with. Like, last one was the collarbone break. Mm-hmm. This is soft tissue versus a break that's different.
Yeah.
Lower half versus upper half, different parts. But ultimately, the same result is there. Christian Kirk's not playing tonight.
Right.
And so we'll have to see how they overcome. Again, another instance in which, what does Nick Cayley do? What does D'Amico Ryans decide to do when it comes to executing and utilizing their personnel? Because I think it shows up very big on the offensive side of the ball, which I think they have the biggest test tonight in Seattle. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, where there's a big-time new contract happening for the Rockets before they start
their season. Congratulations, Reggie.
You think I signed to the Rockets? You think I would be here if I signed to the Rockets? You know who it is. KD gets his extension. Let's talk about that.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
More next.
The biggest stories in sports and entertainment. Sports Radio 610 style. In the Loop presents What's Poppin'.
All right, let's get into What's Poppin' What's Poppin' here in Loop here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reginald Atitula, Colin. My bad, Colin. Colin Neal. I almost call him Hughes. I don't know where Hughes came from either.
Colin McHugh.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, he spells it. He spells it exactly like my first name. So it's okay as long as it's not Connor. Or whatever.
Colin Montgomery,
one of them names. Colin in there with the Sam Houston State hat on, and he's filling in for Figgy on the day. What's popping is we got a big time game tonight, prime time in a way. Even though I don't know how 9 p.m. is prime time, but you get it. Monday night, Texans at Seahawks. You'll hear that here on Sports Rail 610. 6 p is when Texans countdown starts, and we are already getting a little bit of insight from the boys that are out in Seattle. Mm-hmm. I got a little birdie that says that there's a good amount of Texans fans walking around downtown both last night and this morning in Seattle in the Pacific Northwest. And also Mariners supposedly had a lunch party at T-Mobile Park last night, and you could hear them cheering. So this, I imagine they're going to have another watch party type thing there at the park. Teams tend to do that, especially with big games.
Yeah.
That's probably going to be an interesting dynamic. We won't see that from the TV side, but I imagine that you might be able to feel it. The kind of divided attention that's going to be happening.
No, I'm telling you, it's a factor. We've experienced it here when the Astros were in the postseason. Eagles came in, I believe, for a Thursday night game. It might've been Sunday night. The TVs on the concourse were on the baseball game. The crowd was making noises when they shouldn't during the game. And clearly everybody was had their most of their attention to the Astros, of course. And then, you know, you had the football game going on. I think it's going to be a factor. The other part, good trip. It's a good trip if you're one of the traveling Texans to go to Seattle. I could see where this might be some tickets available, and maybe if you're on the trip and you didn't have tickets, you can get them now. You know?
Fair enough.
So
it
might be pretty good for the Texans.
Seattle, a pretty good NFL destination city, ain't it?
Oh, it's a great one. It's a really good one. It's a great city. I think maybe you'll hear some Texans fans tonight.
Yeah, that'll be good if we if we hear a decent amount of Texans, you know, being in there and maybe mitigating some of the you know, the different feelings of playing in playing the confines at Lumen Field there. Some other things that are happening, if you did not know, and we're going to get to some Rockets here in a second, but if you did not know, Christian Kirk has been ruled out for this game. It happened over the weekend, I believe Saturday, after the third practice, or the third major practice of the week, their Friday of sorts on the slid schedule. Yeah, Christian Kirk will not be playing in this game. So it'll be interesting to see. Watch the active report to see if Braxton Berrios ends up being made active, or just listen to Texans Countdown. Of course, Sean and Seth, we'll keep you abreast of those things. But
you'll get the inactives at 7:30.
I like the idea that some people might wake up and not know who was even active on the game because they got some bad so early. Somebody said that Kirk is a legal bank robber, same as KD getting paid like he's 22 years old. I don't think that it's to the point where I'm saying Christian Kirk is stealing money. It's just a little frustrating that he will miss this game. I am definitely not agreeing with that second part. Kevin Durant is not getting paid like he's 22. He's getting paid like he's one of the better players in the league, which he is. And he's leaving money on the table.
He is.
We had it reported this weekend that Rafael Stone did it again.
Mm-hmm.
We are in the era of big-time players, superstars in the league, willing to take less money to be in the system that the Houston Rockets have created. Kevin Durant signs a two-year, was it $90 million? Dollar deal extension. So he will not just be here through the end of the season. He'll be here through the next couple of seasons, the next three, I guess, if you consider this one as well, with those 2 years tacked on as well. He was eligible for a $120 million extension, max extension, which would have been 60 a year. He ultimately takes 30 fewer million on this two-year contract in order to help kind of mitigate some things you were headed into this year, or what you would have had on the back end of this year. Was $1.5 million, I think, somewhere around there, under the first apron. You'll now be above the first apron, but you still have room to navigate.
Yep.
And the prevailing thought is that should give you just enough room to sign Tari Eason to his rookie extension. The deadline for that deal, 5 p.m. today.
Yeah, you'll be hearing that real soon. You know, as people,
you think,
like,
so? You're certain that
I think you will.
There's been reporting. I think David Aldridge of The Athletic reported as such. But are you in on the idea of Tari Eason extension?
Well, I think you have to at this point, despite the injuries, just because of how good he can be for you. But the other thing is, clearly this was something that was discussed well before Durant even came over here.
I mean, 100%.
This is part of the plan. And, you know, kudos to Durant for doing that, for having this discussion, for understanding this isn't just a, you know what, end of my career. I'm just gonna, you know, cash out. He's got more money than God already. That guy is gonna make in salary before any endorsements or anything else, $598 million in his career.
Is that good?
Is that a lot of money?
He's gonna make $600 million.
Thank you for your support, Colin.
More money than any player in NBA history, including LeBron.
For now.
Well, but still.
This thing continues to grow. But yeah.
You didn't answer the question, John.
Yeah, that is true.
It's a lot of money.
Thank you. We were waiting.
$600 million in...
Good journalism, Colin.
In salary. So he didn't need the money, but it's also a testament to him as a hooper. You know, he understands how the game is played and how the game for his next 2 years here, you know, however long it's going to be, is going to help him.
And not to continue pocket watching, however, he also don't spend his money all that crazy. It seems like he is a very muted type of dude, although I don't know where he places all his money.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine that he's going to be living good for a very long time.
Yeah.
And the thing that I love is it's a commitment, as you mentioned, that had already kind of been established.
Yeah.
In fact, Media Day.
Yeah.
I believe both Rafael Stone was kind of like playing coy, and KD was like, yeah, I plan on being extended.
Yeah.
Right? So that was, if he's in that place, you figured it would get done. But it makes sense. Like, he seems to be the type of dude that would love Houston, right? Like, Houston is a very particular place. I saw it this weekend described as the biggest town in the biggest small town in the country, which I guess you could view it that way. Like, there's some small town charm to Houston, even though it's clearly a big city. He's not the dude that seems like he needs the big city. Mm-hmm. Like, he seems like he very much likes the particular charm of Houston. So it makes sense that you want to stay here. But maybe the bigger point that I heard the fellows of Payne and Pendergast making earlier today, which is, look at how quickly the Rockets rebuilt themselves to a place where someone like Kevin Durant absolutely would make this decision to sign an extension before setting foot on the court. And it makes 100%, leaving $30 million on the table. And it makes 100% sense. 4 years ago, if you tell somebody who is a Rockets fan, this is where you'll be in 4 years, would have been hard to believe.
Yeah.
Would have been hard to accept.
Well, there was no rebuild, you know, per se. They just completely retooled and kind of went in different directions and got it done. No, this is fantastic for the Rockets. I mean, you can't ask for better, because you're going to get your guys taken care of. They're not going to be griping. He's going to get an opportunity to play with, you know, at a very high level with a contending team. This is terrific for the Texans.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I'm very, very excited for it. It feels like they have now, there's an urgency, but there's not a rush. Mm-hmm. If you understand the distinction I'm trying to make there, right? There's clearly an urgency. They've now put themselves in a place after being second in the West. It's championship expectations.
Yeah.
But they have a 3-year window, especially once we get the news that we're expecting Tari Eason rookie extension. You have that core built, and it's a core that goes, what, all the way through 8? Right?
Like, I saw 27, 28, yes.
Well, no, not through 28, but like eight players deep.
Oh, gotcha.
Which feels like, again, to maybe give even more credit to Rafael Stone, it's kind of incredible that they're here, that they were able to position themselves and then pivot quick enough. I'm amazed by all the teams. This one, not necessarily the Thunder, because they've been planning this out for a long time. Mm-hmm. The Pacers, that have looked up and been able to find a way in the new era of the NBA that you couldn't necessarily have seen coming, because some of the CBA changes were reactionary, but it's no longer about how many star players can you mold together. It's how can you make a team that's 1 through 8 really strong, because you're going to need all of them. The Rockets are firmly there, but they also have the high-end talent.
Well, it is that. You still would like to have the top three guys, the big three, so to speak, but they're well on their way to doing that as well at the very top of this roster, you know, with a man and obviously Şengün and Durant. So they're more on their way to that.
Yeah, so I'm excited for this, and even more excited for the fact that season starts tomorrow against the reigning champs.
Question. So it feels, well, not question really. It feels like that, you know, we kind of all this forget that Fred VanVleet's out for the year.
No, we do. I mean, I don't know that we forget it. It's clearly an undercurrent for all of this. Mm-hmm. It is worth noting that he signed a 2-year extension, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a 1-1 with the player option. That player option for next year is picked up.
Oh, right?
That's picked up. I don't think you come off an injury and go, let me hit the market.
Yeah. But, you know, you got Reed Sheppard, though. And I know all the talks about Kevin Durant and all that, but I think Reed Sheppard's going to be my player to watch this season.
Okay.
It's a big one.
I think he's going to be very key down the line.
That'll be one of the questions that we ask tomorrow in our season entrance survey that I'm gearing up for.
Well, you got a survey for us?
Yeah, I got a survey for you. We'll take a survey tomorrow to get ready for Rocket season, because that starts tomorrow evening. It'll be on NBC on
how about that? NBC. I'm excited for that.
You ready for Round Ball Rock to come back, baby?
Yeah.
And I'm even more excited because I'll be at Little Woodrow's in Edo for the Houston tip-off watch party. Come out, hang out, say what's up to me, because I'll feel bad if you show up and you just don't say hi to me.
I'll show up out of pity for you.
Thanks, buddy. I need that. One more thing, and I did this for you, Lopez.
Mm-hmm.
How about Texas A&M?
How about those Aggies? How about those Aggies?
Oh, boy, here we go.
You know I'm not that guy, but I'm happy. Who wouldn't be if you're an Aggie fan? But I said it before this weekend. I'll say it again now. These three games are going to define just, you know, how big of a contender they really are. At Arkansas, probably the best quarterback they'll face the rest of the way. Some people would argue that. But I think it's true. Certainly then to go to Tiger Stadium this week. I believe they fell down to number 20 or thereabouts. LSU did after their loss to Vanderbilt.
Exactly 20, 10 spot drop.
But still, it's at LSU Stadium, and a really good defense, really good team, struggling quarterback, maybe injured
we'll get
a little
there.
Bit.
I was trying to give you an opportunity.
They're
to be
number
happy.
Three
You're already looking at LSU. Right. Stop that. No,
no
more
what
LSU
I'm saying
talk.
Is these three games are going to determine everything. That said, this is the highest ranking the Aggies have had at number 3.
Correct.
since the Cowboys won a Super Bowl.
That's right, 95. They were ranked number three in 1995 before they lost.
Yeah.
And they lost immediately after it. So mm-hmm. I get where you're going, LSU. Mm-hmm. But, like, if you didn't know he was an Aggie fan, yeah. you heard the anxiety jump. That's yeah. the true sign of a fan, yeah. is when you're like, hey, here's a good thing that happened to your team. They go, yeah, but. No. Here's all the anxiety yeah. that happens no. to me.
Yeah, buts are always a great sign of who's a true fan.
Obviously thrilled. Obviously thrilled. All I'm saying is it how real is it? We're going to find out.
Yeah, but we're not worried about real night. I was trying to give you. You know what? You don't even get that. A&M number three, whatever. But then also, shout out to U of H getting a big-time victory mm-hmm. With a walk-off field goal. They're receiving votes. They're not ranked yet, but they are receiving votes. I think they're receiving the fourth most votes of a team that's not currently ranked. There you go. So shout out to U of H getting a nice victory.
Play the war him.
Because you were going to be just anxiety all over it. We knew what was happening. We saw it coming. But shout out to U of H getting a victory. And, I mean, especially on a weekend where Texas Tech also loses mm-hmm. and tumbles down there, the standings there. Big 12 looks a little bit more open than it had previously had, especially because the Texas Tech was not able to do their tried and true path to victory, which is just vomit a whole bunch of points early and then kind of coast.
Yeah.
When they weren't able to do that, it got a little more interesting. The Big 12 gets even more interesting, and U of H right up at the top of it with only that
and
one
And we'll
loss.
Get into more details of college football on a Tuesday tomorrow.
Correct.
But
I'm sorry. They should be ranked. I just got to put
they should
the
be.
The Cougs are who?
Yeah, they
the
should Cougs. Be. That one loss hurt them, but they
yeah,
should be.
Yeah, and it's
be.
A good loss, too.
But some premier job openings out there as well.
All right. There you go. Mm-hmm. Excited. For a fun day, a fun weekend of sports that we've had. We'll get to winners and losers later on. But coming up next here in the loop, who has the most pressure to prove that the last two games were not a fluke here in this game tonight? 713-572-4610. Get your answers in. We'll break it down next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive. Combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control, or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.